Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's this time, it's that time of night. I gotta talk about Naturals Omega. Naturals Omega. Yo, is your hygiene up to par, man? Is the products that y'all using for your hygiene up to par? Do it got mercury in it? Do it got aluminum? Are you putting deodorant under your arms that's making you have cancer tumors? I'm talking about the men and the women. Yeah, men, y'all catching cancer, breast cancer from using deodorant. So are the women. Yo, it's no need for y'all to go through that anymore. Go check out NaturalsOmega.com. You can get deodorant and every other toothpaste, tooth powder, all these different things that y'all need for your hygienical needs. And not only is it going to keep you smelling fresh, it's also going to pull out those heavy metals, those toxins, those parasites out of your body and make you feel good, make you think correct. So check out Naturals Omega. Aight? Yeah, she got some shit for your pores too. She got this lip scrub where it actually, you know, pulls off the dead skin cells and reactivates the live cells and helps them, you know, purify your body, make it nice and smooth, man. Like she used the lip scrub on her booty, man, and the booty's so soft, man. I can't keep my hands off the booty, man. NaturalsOmega.com. NaturalsOmega.com.
Yeah, I know we just signed the deal, but I need my advance on the next one too. They know I'm gonna be around. Yeah. I need it.
Metro Boomin want some more.
Cause I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big team. They need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team, man. What a time to be alive. You and yours versus me and mine. Are we talking teams? Are we talking teams? Are you switching sides? Wanna come with me? Look at the smile on me. Look at the aisle on me. I do not chase girls, but they run a mile for me. Say she gon' ride for me, I buy the tires for you. This game is different, you only get one shot when niggas gon' file on you. Man, fuck them all, man, we want it all. Don't get too involved, we gon' knock it off. And to top it off, I'm with all the dogs. It's a new season, and we still breathing. And I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big team. They need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team.
Man, what a time to be alive. I'm breaking lean. They thought I'd die. I run with kidnappers. I'm talking about kidnappers. I'm talking about murdering niggas. I'm talking about carjackers. You just a battle rapper. I'm an official trapper. Niggas be driving subliminal, nigga. They did some jibber jabber. We take a melee yeller, then we fill it with red forever, ever. These niggas so jealous, jealous. Man, these niggas get scared, they tell it, tell it. I fuck a check up on everything. I bought some ice when the feds came. I bought that big new Celine, I got rings, I got reds like Serena. All of my rings, Aquafina, my bitch Aquafina. Pluto and Jupiter, I go to Venus. I'm fresh out this store, but I'm not out the cleaner. Who keep a skull, cause these niggas, they
lose. Cause I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big team. They need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team, man. What a time
Matthew and I were discussing some of the things about why you've discounted on a subconscious level some of the things that have happened, because absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. And he said something very profound for an Australian. This is heavy duty shit. But he said, I decided to do it, even though it was stupid, I decided to do it. Stupid meaning the follow the process to an intellectually bright guy who's an engineer. And see, you won't. You'll figure out a better way. And he followed the stupid process that works and has been working for 45 years, 20-some years before when I was doing it, and 22 years since I've been coaching. And he called it. He wasn't trying to be insulting or anything. He says, I just decided to follow this, you know. How did you say it?
Instead of trying to be smart, I would just try to be stupid, shut that part off of my brain, and just do it.
And what happens? He did it. And that's why it's hard for the YouTubers and all the other, because you can't dumb down. You will not believe that it's easy. You won't. But he put it very succinctly. He just dumbed down and shut off that part of his brain and just followed the steps. You don't need fucking case studies. You have a fucking template. You have a motherfucking script that a fucking monkey can read. That Alex wants a fucking case study because he wants to know the shit behind it because he's stupid. And that's why he's fucking poor. You don't need any motherfucking case studies. How many fucking times do I have to say? You have the fucking script. I said, don't change a fucking word on the script. Not a comma. If it's got misspelled fucking words, send it out misspelled. The last thing you fucking need is a fucking case study. This is why you're fucking poor. This is why the cocksuckers watching this on YouTube are so fucking poor.
Yeah. Hey, feeling young, but they treat me like the OG. And they want the tea on me, I swear these bitches nosy. Said he put some money on my head, I guess we gon' see. I won't put no money on his head, my niggas owe me. I gotta be single for a while, he can't control me. Uno dos tres in a race, they can't hold me. And I show my face in a case, so you know it's me. Imitation isn't flattery, it's just annoying me. And I'm too about it. And the dirt that they threw on my name turned to soil and I grew about it. Time for y'all to figure out what y'all gon' do about it. These wheels keep rolling, rolling. I'm outside, 29, G5, seaside. I've been losing friends and finding peace. But honestly, that sound like a fair trade to me. If I ever heard one and I'm still here. Outside, front line, south side. I've been losing friends and finding peace. Honestly, that sound like a fair trade to me. Look, don't invite me over if you throw another pretty party. Looking back, it's hard to tell you where I started. I don't know who loved me, but I know that it ain't everybody. I can never love her, she a busybody. Baby, if you want me, can't be turning up with everybody. Nah, can't be fucking on this anybody. Yeah, I got feelings for you, that's the thing about it. Yeah, you know that it's something when I sing about it. Yeah, mama used to be on disability, but gave me this ability. And now she walking with her head high and her back straight. I don't think you feeling me, I'm out here being everything they said I wouldn't be or couldn't be. I don't know what happened to them guys that said they would be. I just see you at the top and they misunderstood me. I hold no resentment in my heart, that's that maturity. And we don't keep it on us anymore, it's with security. I'm outside, 29, G5, seaside. I've been losing friends and finding peace. But honestly, that sound like a fair trade to me. If I ever heard one and I'm still here. Outside, front line, south side. I've been losing friends and finding peace.
Honestly, that sound like a fair trade to me.
All right. Peace to the gods. Let me start these lives. 1 second. Stupid. All right, the live is started on YouTube. Here it is. All right, telling people that I'm here on the gram, up and live. What up, what up, what up? Peace to the gods. How y'all doing? Welcome to the Jonah Bay Show, where I drop information on the laws. And I'm working on a seminar for New York to, do that seminar that I missed a few months ago. You know, so it's all good. You know, I try to always keep my promises. So I'm definitely coming back to New York and the whole nine, my home state. You feel me? But anyway, I was on the phone doing consultations today. By the way, I got consultations. I'm free for consultations. I actually have zero to do tomorrow. So my schedule is open for consultation. Anyone need a consultation, hit me up at jonahbay.com. to get your consultation. So a brother is working on foreclosure. Well, not really a foreclosure. A court in satisfaction. He in court, taking him to court because they don't want to zero the bill. Right? So He was like, I got to give this evidence, that evidence. How do I go about getting these authenticated documents? So I told him, I'm like, listen, man. These documents are self-authenticating if it comes from a government site. So I said, yo, let me just hit you with the laws. And I thought about it, and I said, man, I know I went over this before, but how many people don't know this already? Y'all waste a lot of time and money going to the Secretary of State and also going to Library of Congress to get documents that don't need to be authenticated. So do it this way. You only get things authenticated that you absolutely can't get. You see what I'm saying? From those places online. So it says, I put it in the chat so y'all can see where I'm reading at. Self-authenticating documents. And it's a federal rules of civil procedure. It says under Rule 902A of the Federal Rules of Evidence, an exception exists for a select group of documents where no authentication is required in order for the document to be admissible as evidence. Self-authenticating documents in which authenticity is not a prerequisite to the admissibility include acknowledged documents, documents that are notarized and sworn under oath, newspapers, magazines, trade inscriptions, commercial papers and documents, and public records of official records with proper certification, right? So let's say you go to a government site and you pull up one of those constitutions. It's a government site. It's self-authenticating. But just to make sure you cross your T's and dot your I's, what you would do is you would get a notary to seal it saying it's a true and correct copy. How simple is that? All you got to do is show her I got it from this government site. And she signs it, or he signs it, and you straight. There it is, self-authenticating. You understand? But also, let's look up 902, because, and I put that in the chat too, Rule 902. We just read about 902, but we are actually going to read 902. Rule 902, evidence that is self-authenticating. The following items or evidence is self-authenticating. They require no intrinsic evidence of authenticity in order to be admitted. Number one, domestic public documents that are sealed and signed. Ooh-wee, y'all know what that means? Y'all heard that? So if you have your trust documents and they are sealed and signed by the trustee, self-authenticating. But let's go on. A seal purporting to be that of the United States or any state, district, commonwealth, territory, insular possession of the United States, the former Panama Canal Zone, the trust territory of Pacific Islands, political subdivision, any of these entities or the department, agency, or officer of any entity named above are self-authenticated. And the signature purporting it to be an execution of an attestation. Domestic public documents that are not sealed but are signed and certified. A document that bears no seal if, A, it bears the signature of the officer or employee of the entity named in Rule 902(1), subsection 1A, and B, another public officer who has the seal of the official duties within that same entity certifies under seal or its equivalent, that the signer has the official capacity and that the signature is genuine, right? So that's basically what the Secretary of State do, and you got all those different notaries for the clerk. The actual Secretary of State is the main notary, right? Then you got the clerk of court, that's been put in position by him, she has the seals, and then the notary has the seals that represents the seal of the clerk. That's how that works. Number three, form public documents. A document that purports to be signed and attested by a person who is authorized by a foreign country law to do so. The document must be accompanied by a final certification that certifies the genuineness of the signature in the official position of the signer and attester, or any foreign official whose certificate of genuineness relates to the signature and attestation, or is a chain of certificates of genuineness relating to the signature of the attestation. The certification may be made by the Secretary of the United States Embassy or litigation, by Consul General, Vice Consul, Consular Agent of the United States, or by Diplomatic Counselor, official foreign country assigned or accredited to the United States. If all parties have been given a reasonable opportunity to investigate documents' authenticity, accuracy, the court may, for good cause, either A, order that it be treated presumptively authentic without final certification, or B, allow it to be evidenced by the attested summary with or without final certification. So that goes to talk about like your IDP, International Driving Permit, right? Your International Driving Permit has it from the foreign country, and then it has it written in English, and they have to accept it on face value. That's why it works. That's why I've been traveling with the IDP for close to 20 years. All right, so now it says number four, certified copies of public records. A copy or official record or a copy of document that has been recorded or filed in the public office as authorized by law, if the copy is certified as correct by an custodian or other person authorized to make certification, or B, a certificate that complies with Rule 902, subsection 1, 2, and 3, a federal statute or rule prescribed by the Supreme Court. Now, here's the other things that are automatically self-authenticated, can be seen as straight evidence, official publications, a book, pamphlet, or other publication purporting to be issued by a public authority. Number six, newspaper, printed material purporting to be a newspaper or periodical. Number seven, trade inspections and the like, an inscription, sign, tag, label purporting to have been affixed in the course of business and indicating origin, ownership, or control. Number eight, acknowledgement documents, a document accompanied by a certificate of acknowledgement that is lawfully executed by a notary public or any officer who is authorized to take acknowledgments. Now, what does that mean? You can put an acknowledgement into any of your paperwork in court, and it's seen as what? It's seen as evidence. That is what y'all call an affidavit. That is what y'all call an affidavit, self-authenticated, right? Number nine, commercial paper related to documents. Commercial paper, a signature on it, related to documents to the extent allow the general commercial law. Now, that takes me back to houses, right? But when they show you the note, they don't show you the launch paperwork. That's the paperwork that's attached with signatures. And you're not seeing the signatures on it, the commercial paper. It's not self-authenticating. You need to what? You need to say, I object. Doesn't have the proper signatures or anything, it's not self-authenticating. All right? Number 10, presumptions under federal statute. A signature document or anything else in federal statute declares it to be presumptively or prima facie genuine or authentic. Number 11, they normally do that with their own paperwork. They try to act like yours ain't shit, right? Now, with that being said, y'all, I think y'all got the message for you newbies with self-authenticating. With that being said, I'm going to play a commercial real quick, then I'm going to open up the call lines and we're going to discuss it, all right? I'll be right back.
Peace to the gods.
Are you dealing with the legal situation? Are you being stopped and questioned by police for no reason? Got you feeling like the deck is stacked against you? You can get everything you need to protect yourself, your rights, and your property at JonahBay.com.
JonahBay.com.
You can learn how to remove that so-called judge from your case with the writ of Penendus and Assizes.
Penendus and Assizes.
Webinar and template. Get that so-called judge out of here. You can learn how to save your money so you can make money with the Discharge Webinar DVD right here at JonahBay.com. While you're there, you definitely need to pick up the injunction webinar and template. Don't believe me? Check this out.
Peace to the gods. You're now listening to the sounds of Hindsight Radio.
I want to share a story regarding the injunction. I did the injunction, and I was stopped by the police. I didn't realize it. So he said ticket, and so he went to his car and ran my plate. And I literally mean he almost ran back to my car with my license and said, have a nice day, and sent me on my way.
What happened to the ticket, though? Where's my damn
no ticket. He sent me on. He told me to have a nice day and sent me on my way. So the injunction does work.
Go visit JonahBay.com.
At JonahBay.com, you can choose from a wide selection of webinars, seminars, templates, certified documents to get your remedy. He could teach you how to go ahead and get out of debt, and not only get out of debt, but to be self-sufficient where you don't need to go ahead and utilize the system. You are the system.
JonahBay.com.
All right, that's the commercial for JonahBay.com. Someone on YouTube asked a very good question. It says, what's your thought on what the Vatican is doing with the money? I'm hearing do not file a UCC-1. If you've been learning from me, Jonah Bay, I gave y'all that answer a long time ago. Number one, you're supposed to have a promissory note on your straw man. The promissory note is written to your express trust that shows the debtor-creditor relationship. Then you also have your non-UCC where everything of the straw man gave to the express trust. And that's called the perfected lien. I did a show talking about perfected liens just, what, last week? Week before? Your claims are 100% protected if you have a promissory note and it's on a non-UCC. A non-UCC is the actual record of indebtedness, right? Then you can put it on a UCC-1 at the Secretary of State. So all the people that's been following me already got that shit covered. For the newbies, shit, y'all got a lot of things to do real quick. But what it also tells me is all that money came from the Vatican. All the Federal Reserve notes, they all work for the Vatican, right? So the Vatican is simply calling in its money, which means it's getting ready to what? Pay the public debt. Pay the debts that's owed to all the people who did it. The process is right. When that queen died, she got to pay her creditors. Right? I hope you are one of her creditors, or if you're not, I hope you get it done soon enough. You know what I mean? But let me go to the call lines. 807-866. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God.
What up, God?
nuts, bro. Chilling. Yeah, I did an acknowledgement on my, what is it called? My promissory note, actually.
Mm-hmm, you supposed
that
to.
Okay. All right.
Yep. Because that's the it's only really time not really yours. You're not the owner until you do that. But you also know one of the biggest problems is what you're supposed to do is have that express trust, do the warranty deed or the quick claim deed into the trust name and do an acknowledgement of that.
Ah, okay. How will we go about that? Just
what you
it?
Mean? You already right. Well, anyone who's gotten their trust done and owned houses already put their house in a trust. Now they got to go back and do an acknowledgement of the warranty deed when they send you it.
Okay. I got you there.
All right.
Cool. I got a question, if that's okay.
Okay.
All right. I did the child support thing where I did the, let's see here, I sent in the APA affidavit, the affidavit of religious freedom, the copyright, the DBA, and the cease and desist. I've not heard anything from them. Do I need to do like a motion to be heard on that or something?
I would have.
They're still doing their thing.
Okay. Did you put in the child support injunction?
No. I just did the affidavits.
You're supposed to also have that with the child support injunction, and then they're going to set up a hearing.
Okay, so do the child support injunction, and then everything should be start moving in?
They could take their time. I've seen them also take people off of child support without ever doing a hearing.
Who would the injunction go to? I believe I've got that webinar, though, from a while back.
Mm-hmm. First of all, the injunction goes to the people who say you owe money. That's, you know, think about it. If you really think about it,
yep.
That's a crazy question. The motherfuckers who say you owe.
Okay.
You
so
know what
child
I mean?
Child support.
Whoever handles your case at child support, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to send it to the boss of child support, the one who works it in the whole state, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to have a copy that's going to say an opposing attorney. Now, you said
okay.
You did the affidavit and all that. I got to ask you some questions. Did you, under Rule 8, did you do our affirmative defense against what, when they first put you on child support, you got to get that paperwork and say, I deny, I deny, I deny.
I didn't
like,
do the, yeah, I didn't deny it. I just sent it back.
Oh my God, dude, you bugging. Let me ask you a question. An unrebutted affidavit stands as what in law?
Well, I was thinking that the APA affidavit, not the APA, but the religious freedom affidavit rebutted.
Answer
my question. I get what you're saying.
My question.
Okay, what was the question, sir?
God damn, son. An unrebutted affidavit stands as what in law?
Stands as truth.
Oh, so you mean to tell me if you had that original affidavit saying you're a debtor and you owe and you never rebutted it, it's the truth? No wonder they didn't answer you.
Okay.
Go to Rule 8. I did a show on Rule 8 maybe a last month, a month ago or so. It tells you you have to. Affirmative defenses. It's Rule 8, General Rules of Pleadings of the Federal Rules of Procedure, right? And it's called Affirmative Defenses. Number one, in general, in responding to a pleading, a party must affirmatively state any avoidance or affirmative defense, including dissatisfaction, assumption, negligence, duress, estoppel, failure, consideration, fraud, illegibility, latches, like... Yo, you always got to go back and say, I deny. It says, number three, general and specific denials. A party that intends in good faith to deny all the allegations of a pleading. You have to deny it. It's their rules. If you don't deny it, it's called acquiescence. You was quiet. It must be true. This is why I said y'all got to go into the archives and study more. If you missed the show, you got to go back and listen to that show. If you didn't understand the show, you need to go listen to it at least three times. Some people six, some people nine. You listen to that bitch nine times, I guarantee you, you know that shit by heart.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Correct.
So I got you. Do the rule eight, and, you know, that's the injunction and all of that.
The injunction, go back. Before you do the injunction, you got to go back and you have to deny the original court order for child support. Got to deny that.
And denial, do I send it, you know, just file it in the court and send it back to the clerk, right?
Yes, sir. And the person, and the head of child support. Like I said, the boss, the clerk, all of that. You know what I mean? Just
yes,
by
sir.
Putting that in the clerk, with the clerk of court, they're going to open that case back up. See, I was wondering,
okay.
I should have asked you more questions quicker. Because I was wondering why they didn't do a hearing. You didn't do it right.
Yeah, they haven't did anything. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. I got to do the denial. Peace to the gods.
All right, I'm going to 314-814. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the motherfucking gods.
No doubt. Peace, God.
Man, Jonah, it's been a while, man.
Peace to the God all over the internet now. I'm like, interesting.
Because we started that shit, man, a long time ago, man. Hey,
man. And I know where I got it because before I became Ansar Allah, y'all know what that's New Orleans, I was a God on 125th,
yeah.
Right? You know, knowledge born. Feel me?
Yeah. But man, I don't want to burn up time, man. Jonah, it's been a while since I've spoken to you for real.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting back in the shit again, and man, this information is powerful, man. It's life changing for real.
Thank you, brother.
And I really commend you for just staying at it for real, consistency.
Yes, sir.
The shit is real. You know,
yo,
not much really changes. You said what now?
You become successful by your habits. You got to do
yeah.
And be consistent with it. Once you be consistent, then you start being successful and it shows to everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. But I got a question. I emailed you about the private IDs. You
okay.
Know, you know what I'm saying? You got your man. So
you want to hear me say this. What you're supposed to do is email me like you did. Once you
yeah.
email me, I forward it to the guy who can help you. When
okay.
he is ready, he will contact you by email about it. If he
all
ain't
right, so
contact,
the other question,
he's not ready.
Okay. Is it the same guy from like last year, 2 years ago?
It's the same guy from last year. I don't know if it's 2 years ago. I think it is. The name that shall
okay.
not be mentioned. I used to have a guy that did it right here in Georgia, and he
yeah.
snitched. And they were trying to
yeah,
build
I was
a
thinking
case
about that around. Earlier.
So then I had to, you know, amp it, find another guy, and keep everyone from that guy and me from that guy and all that, but that he could still help you out. I have nothing to do with it. I just
right, correct,
it.
Right, right. All right, indeed. Also, this promissory note webinar, which webinar is it?
It's right there on the site. It says promissory note on it, too. Hold on, let me look it up.
Okay.
You know, I rarely ever go to my website. I'll be like, I don't even know what's on that bitch.
Because I think I got everything but that one. Yeah.
You ain't got that one. You got the articles of LLC for the enterprise trust. No.
Yeah, I got that.
Oh, you got that?
Yeah, come on, man. I'm in another state, too, so I got to do my trust shit. I got to transfer everything, do everything over again and shit.
Yeah.
And, yeah, crazy. But that's all good.
Hold on, I'm looking for it. Okay, it's called the Trust $9 Billion Lien on the Straw Man Webinar.
Okay, all right.
Indeed.
All right,
James.
Indeed, that's
welcome
it, man.
Back.
Man, I'm gonna holler at you, man.
Welcome
peace.
Back.
Indeed, thank you.
All right. I'm going to 650-323. Peace to the God. Peace
to the God, Jonah Bay. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, and great. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, and great.
Glad to hear it.
So we got some snitching bitches, huh? That's crazy, because I'm waiting for that, too. I'm waiting for that,
right,
too. But anyway, I got a question. So
mm-hmm.
I'm in California, and I try to mm-hmm. do, I'm looking to do the non-UCC.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to get the Declaration of Dead Person notarized. So I have to go out, you know, I don't have a notary myself. So they won't sign.
I don't know what to tell you. You're going to have to get a friend of yours to become a notary and get your personal notary. I've been saying that for years. Y'all really need your own personal notaries.
Right. So having three witnesses on it wouldn't do anything, or just putting it in wouldn't do anything?
Okay. Didn't I read Rule 902 tonight?
I'm at work, so I'm kind of in and out, but I'm trying to hang in.
Okay. I read the rule at the beginning.
I'll go back
and
listen to it.
And it did not say anything about three witnesses. They won't accept that.
Right. Okay, so I guess I just got to put that on hold until I get a notary, right?
What you got to do is put out your email right now to the people and ask any notary that's out there, can y'all get his stuff notarized by mail or email or something? What's your email?
It's drhunter72001@yahoo.com.
Do it one more time.
drhunter, H-U-N-T-E-R, 72001@yahoo.com.
Hi. So someone will hopefully contact you that can take, because a lot of listeners that are notaries, all right?
Peace, God. Thank you.
Peace. All right, I'm going to the next caller, 917-796. Peace to the God. Peace.
Good evening, Jonah. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, and great, and I'm so happy and grateful that large sums of money flow to me quickly and easily, and good health flows to me quickly and easily, and I wish the same for all of y'all.
Thank you. So I'm kind of a newbie. So I have two questions.
Okay.
If I'm applying for a job and I have my new credentials, authenticated, 9-8, working on a trust, my injunction is in draft, I have to get them to you eventually, since you're open tomorrow, I'll see what I can get in. How do I use my new credentials?
All right. You know you cannot use it for a job, right? You can use it to become a contractor, right?
Okay, that makes sense.
A contractor always uses what? The EINs to their business and business names and stuff, right? But if you was to give that EIN and act as if it was a social, that's fraud.
Right.
So please don't do that. I don't want to have to help you fight a case later.
Got you. Most of my jobs are managerial, so they are contracted.
Good. Let me give you an example. If you were working for, let's say, Uber, Mm-hmm. You can do it that way, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you were my son, number one, no social available. Number two, he tells him, I'm a contractor. I'm going to work for you as a contractor. Here's my EIN. Either you accept it or don't. Baby, he has no problem. My wife, she only worked one day, but she did the same thing, contractor. Listen, you're not supposed to have a job. A job, J-O-B, is the trials of Job. But if you are a contractor, you work for self.
Gotcha. Got it.
All right.
So contract is basically the key to you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my next question.
W-9 employee. W-9 employee is a contractor. Self-employed.
All right, W-9 employee. My next question is, do I have to do a claim of lien or the non-UCC? Is that good enough?
Okay, that's a great question. Back then, I did the claim of lien before we had the trust. We was using the estate, right? You can do the claim of lien with no problem, but just put your trust name down, even if you don't have the trust yet. But the non-UCC, you definitely got to do. See, if you do the non-UCC, and then you do what I was talking about earlier, the promissory note, that promissory note covers all of that shit with the non-UCC. The non-UCC purpose is to show the evidence of a lien. The actual promissory note is an actual goddamn lien. Think about it. Anybody you own, anytime you got a loan, what they make you fill out? A promissory note. I promise to pay you amount on this day every month and give you this much interest. Promissory note.
Got it.
Normal cost of business for creditor and debtor.
Okay. I'm gonna try to get one more out of you. This is a general question. The authentication process, the county clerk, secretary, and then federal. When you're filling out those documents, I noticed in the process that you could use any non-Hague country.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the case?
Yeah.
And if so,
I don't know why y'all want to change it. I just be putting Taiwan. Taiwan is a province in China. It is also the province where they got all those manufacturers that built all the shit y'all use in America.
Gotcha.
Gate, Alibaba, AliExpress, all of them is connected to Taiwan. So say I'm doing business in Taiwan.
Okay. I end up doing my documents, and I picked another non-Hague, which it made sense for me to do it because I had connections on that end. Is it possible for me, or do I have to streamline all my paperwork from there? So IDP, copyright, those processes, do I have to streamline it from wherever my place of business is?
No.
Okay.
All right.
Well, it was definitely a pleasure talking to you. I can't wait to schedule something with you.
All right, peace. All right, I'm going to 424-281. Peace to the God. Peace
to the God.
What up, God?
Peace, Jonah, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, great. How are you?
I'm doing the same, bro. Regardless of the circumstance, I'm still keeping it moving. You know? That's it. Mm-hmm. Good. Really, I got a few things, but what you going on right now? Yeah, you dropping on that few things. People got different questions, different things they're bringing up.
Absolutely.
I got one for you.
Okay.
I did the W-9 and everything at the job and everything with the subcontractor. They did accept it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, something that you had said a while back was about the I think was it the insurance, like certain benefits that you said you might not be get because you're a subcontractor.
Right.
But they, for some reason, they allowed it, and I did get my Blue Cross and Blue Shield card for health. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Like go, you know, to the doctor and stuff like that.
Okay.
I did get that.
I guess they just like,
and,
that's just our baggage. But as long as you're a W-9, you're not an employee. You're a contractor.
Right.
Employees,
they accepted. They had to go to the HR people and to the headquarters.
Yeah, a lot of people are just scared to present it. I'm telling everyone, it's part of normal business.
Oh, yeah, you got to do that.
See, you're not required to give up no social to work. What you're required to do is to report, right? So you have a EIN, and you do a 1099 later on in the year off of that W-9.
Right, and then you're supposed to let the trust claim that.
Exactly. See how I'm dropping it?
Yes,
see, this is a old school person.
Yeah.
I know what I'm teaching.
Oh, bro, I've been around day one. You already know that. So I let the express trust claim that. And then that way, then you'll be really totally tax exempt for real.
Yo,
you
bro.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you won't have to pay that tax because.
I just got a bill from the IRS. I think it was last week, Friday. Zero. Zero,
mm-hmm.
zero, 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 zero. Oh, zero, 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 zero.
Mm-hmm.
And they
now,
for
okay.
report.
I got that one for you. Now, what you, now, Jonah, you, are you paying taxes on your vehicles and your crib, or what's going on with that?
I don't, but some people are.
So they're not. So they're not fighting you with the tax. They just sending a sticker in the mail.
Yes. So I was the
wow,
first
so they
one
never,
to do it.
Say it again.
I was the first one to do it, being that I came up with it. I was the first one to do it. They often, you know, give you everything you ask for, but when I teach it to other people, they give them people problems.
Right. So, yeah, we're going after them now for that. You know, going after them for that, for the taxes right now on the vehicle. Because I just had to register the vehicle. I got, my partner, something going by. I got stopped, like, last couple weeks ago. And, yeah, and because, you know, everything was suspended. You know what I'm saying? I didn't register anything no more. The vehicle
mm-hmm.
been suspended for over a year, so I never registered.
I don't operate that way. I have the car in the trust name, right? And
mm-hmm.
the trust has insurance
mm-hmm.
and everything else. With the type of cars that I have, ain't no damn way I'm not going to have insurance. Someone hit me. Why hit someone? I need that shit replaced.
Okay, that. Yeah, I did. I mean, but, you know, like you said, there's always going to be road cops that figure that just because they see it's suspended and everything. But it's crazy though because it's been like that. State troopers, sheriffs been behind me. I've been
mm-hmm.
speeding. You know what I'm saying? Never
well,
got stopped.
Those are the ones
until,
that know the law and see that you when they looked it up and seen it was suspended, they seen that injunction like, oh, leave that nigga alone. But a rookie cop or a racist
right.
cop, he's gonna do
what
whatever he wants.
That's what it was. That's what it was. Now, this is another question I got for you. Now, this is gonna be the kicker right here. All right. Now, just say for instance, you went to the dealership and you got the MOS.
Dog.
It's from the dealership.
The MOS. I've been trying to teach this for years, and people just don't hear it. The MOS. Everyone
mm-hmm.
gets an MOS, no matter how old that car is. A MOS
okay.
is what y'all call the, what's the name you get from the guy who sold it?
Yeah, manufacturer's original sticker.
The what?
I said manufacturer's original sticker.
No, no. You, when someone gives you the bill of sales, that's an MOS.
Right. Okay. All right. So if your vehicle's never been in the system, how would you go about even operating?
Bro, I got a motorcycle like that, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
My Ducati, I got my own plate on it, and it's in an injunction. That's how I did it.
Okay, so they don't bother you.
I ain't never got bothered, but you know, I expect it one day.
Right. So you say you got your own plate. So what? You just got a specialized plate you just put on there, and then
my plate is for my DOT number. But that's our show. We'll talk about it again later. All right, that's our show for today. I hope y'all enjoyed. I know I did. Peace to the gods. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see y'all again Wednesday.